Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Thanks for sticking with me. This is the final 9 minutes of the show, my power segment, my podcast segment, and you've tuned in to a unique show podcast called No Dogs Allowed. Annually, I take a trip with my family. I love to take you with me. Picture you and your family with a map of Colorado in front of you, counterclockwise going up through Pikes Peak region, right through the Denver parking lot, and into Estes Park, where my wife and I stayed, then into Rocky Mountain National Park, continuing around the dial to Grand Lake, Grand County, down through Winter Park, and finish the tour. That's where we're at. And I named the show No Dogs Allowed because dogs are allowed in Estes Park. And Estes Park was founded in 1905 as the gateway to the beautiful Rocky Mountains. In 1915, the Rocky Mountain National Park was actually formed and commemorated, one of the first 10 national parks in the entire country. Over 3 million people visit the Rocky Mountain National Park annually. It was actually commemorated on January 26, 1915, by President Woodrow Wilson. Now, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Mills was really one of the primary contributors. And in 1913 and 1914, there was a lot of congressional hoopla back and forth. But finally, in 1915, they commemorated it. This gentleman, Mills, originally wanted like 700 square acres. He got about a third of that. But some of the very first national parks ever commemorated in United States in this order were Yellowstone, then Sequoia, then Yosemite. Those are in Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and then Sequoia, Yosemite in California, Mount Rainier in Washington, Crater Lake in Oregon, Wind Cave in South Dakota, Mesa Verde, number 7 in 1906 in Colorado. Then you had Glacier National Park in Montana in 1910, and of course, bada bada boom, in 1915, Rocky Mountain National Park. And then number 10 is Haleakala, I probably pronounced that wrong, in Hawaii, which is interesting because they weren't a state till 1950. But an incredible treasure. If you have not taken the tour along Ridgeline Drive, I love real estate. I love mortgage. I love land development. I'm doing that now. I sleep thinking about mortgage and so forth. But there is something breathtaking by taking this hour and a half tour across Great Rocky Mountain Plains, seeing all directions in Colorado, and I think we maybe saw one or two structures in this whole two-hour drive. It is just breathtaking, untouched natural forest. It wasn't until the end of the trip that my wife was excited to see not one, three, four, but five moose, so we're very, very blessed. But the thing that struck us and the muse for the title of this show is No Dogs Allowed. It blows me away 3 weeks after this that I'm telling you that we saw signs everywhere that dogs were not allowed in our national park. Now, this is crazy. I'm going to read to you briefly. I looked up and I've, of course, already called and left a message to talk to someone. Here is the reason that the environmentalists, the administrators, the demagoguers say that dogs should not be in the national parks. This is crazy. Dogs are prohibited in some national parks, namely, I'm going to tell you the least favorite dog-friendly national parks, but large national parks have extensive backcountry areas. These areas, and they say sometimes include Yellowstone, Glacier, Rocky Mountain, see National Park, where dogs are prohibited. They say dogs can carry diseases into park and affect the wildlife, like humans can't. Number one, check, idiot. Dogs can chase and threaten wildlife. So now dogs are banned from our national parks. Coming in 2020, all coyotes and mountain lions will be banned from our national parks. Obey the signs. Turn around. You darn wildlife, get out. You're endangering birds and moose. Idiots. Dogs can chase and threaten wildlife. That's funny. Oh, here. Dogs bark and disrupt. Okay, please notice there will be no more howling at night, wolves. There'll be no more... whatever the elk do, or rubbing their horns and making that crazy sound, because you can disrupt, you know, nature, because dogs bark louder than the sound a damn elk makes. The next one is pets may become prey for larger predators. Well, that's... What do we say? That's just whatever it is. You know, if your dog's dumb enough to be eaten, then stupidity will not be continued into future generations. The survival of the fittest. And then the last one is many people, especially children, are frightened by dogs. Oh, honey, worry about the dog. But mountain lion just took off with, you know, Betty, your baby. Silly, silly, silly. And of course, I'm being sarcastic. But these are all the reasons that your dog can't come into the national park. It blows my mind. But I will tell you this real fast. Here are the least friendly national parks. Yay, congratulations to Rocky Mountain National Park. You landed on the top five list again. Actually, the least friendly park for pets and dogs is the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. Number two actually is the Rocky Mountain National Park. The one park we load our dogs up into our car and we drive up to and we're like, no dogs allowed. Then you got Big Bend National Park. Yellowstone, actually, we were going to go there and we'll just go somewhere else during the time and the age that we bring our dogs. And then Zion. But here's, getting onto a friendly note, here's pet friendly, okay? Acadia National Park in Maine. The Grand Canyon is very dog-friendly. The Great Sand Dunes of Colorado is very dog-friendly. The Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas, very friendly. Mammoth Cave in Kentucky, very friendly. This one blows my mind, Matt. The National Mall and the National Park of Washington, D.C., right down by the like Lincoln and Washington Memorial, are dog-friendly, but Rocky Mountain National Park is not. And then, of course, you have Padre Island in Texas and some more. But here I'll tell you, this is proud, proud, proud for Colorado, is pets are allowed in the Pikes Peak National Forest. Dogs on a leash are allowed and welcome on the roads, the campgrounds, the picnic areas, and other developed areas of the Pikes Peak National Park. The only place that they're not permitted is in buildings and lakes. So, Lord, praise our community. Now, with only 2 minutes left, I'm going to swing down through our amazing adventures into Grand Lake, Shadow Lake, and Lake Granby. I'm born and raised in Wisconsin. As we descended down Ridgeline Drive, come out of the park, and you have a natural lake of Grand Lake, over 678. Then you have a reservoir lake of Shadow Mountain Lake of 1,300 acres. And then right next to it is over 7,200 acres. You've almost got 10,000 acres of gorgeous lakes right in Grand County. And the incredible thing is there's gorgeous cabins right on the lake. We took our children to the Lake Granby and a pontoon boat with swimming and with picnics. And of course, our dogs were allowed, which was nice. But the most important thing about this show, and I won't even get into the real estate, is the fact that these are cherished times with family. I've cherished time spending with you on the radio. If you want to know anything more about our tours or about Rocky Mountain National Park or Estes or Grand County, call me directly at 719-330-1457. I love it when I do these shows. I pray that you would spend quality time with your family because as I state at the end of every show, that's all that matters. Not the real estate, not the mortgage, just your family. So go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. Because that's all that matters at the end. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, your purpose in life, pray to God that He'd give it to you. Because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. People that I would talk to every day. You're continually surprised. But call me at 719-330-1457. Let me help you with your next mortgage or purchase transaction. Let me assist you like I'm doing over 125 individuals and couples. Build a specific, very straightforward plan to becoming self-made millionaires in retirement, living off a residual income, all by simple decisions that you make. And I'll easily guide you through it. Thanks for listening to The Jay Garvin Show and popping into my podcast. Go to ChurchillColorado.com. Put your information on the right-hand side so we can connect. Come on, yo!
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
And I should be, won't no one put you down
when I-